I'm Josh James here with a WUKY in-depth news report. We are less than a month out from the 2019 Kentucky governor's race. Here to survey the electoral landscape is Dr. Emily Beaulieu-Bacchus, an assistant professor of political science and the director of the International Studies Program at the University of Kentucky. We are going to be consulting with her through Election Day and possibly beyond. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, to get us started, we had our first official televised debate between Governor Matt Bevin and Attorney General Andy Beshear last week. What stood out for you?
Well, I think the thing most folks are talking about is the mid-debate exchange around the Purdue Pharma settlement and in the context of the opioid crisis. And that is one of those moments that we look at to think about the extent to which it might be formative for the campaign.
And do you think that that is one of those issues that's going to have legs?
I mean, potentially. I think that Kentuckians are crucially aware of the problems surrounding the opioid crisis here, right? We're a state that's been particularly hard hit by it, and it dovetails nicely with some of the legal action that we're seeing come out right now, so it may be more salient in voters' minds. Ultimately, however, we have to always sort of weigh the extent to which any one event that takes place over the course of the campaign is really going to matter relative to some of the more underlying fundamentals that we think shape election outcomes.
Well, let's maybe talk about how you see the personality dynamic shaping up in this race. Bevin, as we saw again in the debate, kind of excels at off-the-cuff speeches and interactions, but he can also come off as combative and some say Trump-like in his style. And you've got Beshear, who favors a lighter touch but can appear more rehearsed. Does this play to the advantage of one side or the other?
So my sense overall is that Bevin's style is not helping him, right? And in fact, when we look at his extreme unpopularity in the state, and when I say extreme, right, it is you look at prognosticators' sort of evaluations, folks like Nate Silver, who look at the relative popularity of governors and evaluate that in light of the partisanship across the state, right? Bevin is the absolute number one underperformer in terms of his popularity relative to what his popularity should be. We sit at a 23% Republican, net Republican sort of balance in the state in terms of where the voters are at. And yet his popularity is something like net negative 19%, right? And not only is he unpopular, but a lot of that has been pegged not to the substance of his policies. There are big debates about what we should do with pension reform, for example. So it's not clear that he's just on the wrong side of issues as far as Kentuckians are concerned. It really has to do with some of the ways he's chosen to present those issues.
Well, the Democrats make a lot of Bevin's unpopularity, as you mentioned, especially with teachers and public workers, the protests in Frankfurt. But that was barely enough to move the needle during the midterm. Do you foresee things being different this time with Bevin's name on the ballot?
I don't. I mean, I think one of the big, so it's both his unpopularity that folks are making a big deal out of, and also how narrowly he came through the Republican primary, right? But he came through the Republican primary at the end of the day. And so then we get into this question of how much candidate popularity matters in elections, right? And on the one hand, when we talk about those underlying fundamentals, the two biggies are always the popularity of the incumbent, though we sometimes think of that in terms of the incumbent themselves and sometimes in terms of the incumbent's party, and economic factors, right? And so on that front, doesn't look good for Bevin. If popularity is one of the fundamental determinants of an election outcome, he should be worried. At the same time, research on individual level voter choice shows that popularity of a candidate is not near as important as their stance on the issues, that voters actually do tend to weigh issue positions more than popularity.
Well, I've been speaking with Dr. Emily Beaulieu-Bacchus with the University of Kentucky. We will dig deeper into those electoral issues as the election nears.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much.